Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and this week we shift the focus we have had during the Pentecost season. We instead consider the readings for the observance of the Reformation of the Church. The introduction you heard today is often considered to be the foundation hymn of the Reformation. The text, based on Psalm 46, proclaims to us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, but does not tell us how or why he is our refuge and strength. The two other readings, Epistle and Gospel, present the redeeming sacrifice of Jesus on which our faith must be built. The law condemns, gives us no hope, but faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus is our salvation, our refuge, and strength. The battle against misinterpretation and outright false teaching was present already in the early Christian church. The epistles that we have in the New Testament were written to churches to clarify the way of salvation, to correct practices brought into their lives or worship that would not benefit them or their fellow Christians, and to support them in their endeavors. The readings for today present God's promise of salvation. St. Paul, writing to the church at Rome, tells us, "By works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. We hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." From the Gospel, according to St. John, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." To salvation has not always been easy to find, even within what many believed to be the church. Many have been misled for generations. The Reformation of the Western Church is seen by most people as beginning in the 16th century. However, when Martin Luther posted his 95 statements for public comment on what he saw as serious problems that jeopardized the salvation of those who believed that they were being faithful to the church, he was following at least two centuries of outcry against false doctrine and practice. John Wycliffe in England had raised theological issues against Rome in the 14th century. He maintained that the head of the church was Christ, not any earthly leader. Church doctrine and practice did not agree with Scripture. He left as his legacy the first translation of the Bible into English, issued in 1382. A century later, John Huss in Bohemia, was martyred for his call to return to Scripture rather than continue false teaching and practice. And the next year, a follower of his, Jerome of Prague, was executed as well. Luther's faith, as he had been taught, was based on the false teaching that the law must be fulfilled, good works must be done to achieve salvation. That troubled him greatly. After many years, he discovered in God's Word that this is impossible to do, that faith in the sacrifice offered by the death of Jesus on the cross is our only means of salvation. What he found in St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome became the basis for his faith. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift.
Since Christ has full atonement made and brought to us salvation, each Christian therefore may be glad and build on this foundation. Your grace is alone, dear Lord, I plead. Your death is now my life indeed, for you
a reading from the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
Let me not doubt what truly see. Your word cannot be broken. Your call rings out, come unto me. No falsehood have you spoken. Baptized into your precious name, my faith cannot be put to shame, and I shall never perish. A blessing on earth, thanks and praise to Father, Son, and Spirit, the God who saved us by
reading from the 3rd chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church in Rome. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
Our victory has been won. Thanks be to God. We are so thankful to have been a part of your Sunday morning. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you and your children to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Please know that the sound, movement, and energy of the young children is a blessing to us all. Bible class and Sunday school for all ages immediately follow the worship service. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. A special note, St. Peter will be a viewing location for the movie The Blind, which tells the life story of Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. This is a Christian film, but it does contain some adult themes and is rated PG-13. The movie will be held in the St. Peter Cafetorium on Saturday, November 4th at 4 p.m. Tickets will be $5 at the door. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. As the final phrase of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God reminds us, the kingdom ours remaineth. And now we close with a prayer as written by Martin Luther.